You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
It's December 29th, three full days before New Year's Day, 9 in the morning. Mina Thompson appears on top of the stairs leading down to the living room. Ooh, she holds a necklace.
Mr. Delamorte, I can't seem to fasten this necklace. Perhaps you might oblige?
I can't hear you.
Well, stop vacuuming. This necklace, pearls for purity, a gift from Max, my first husband. Before we married, the only thing he gave me afterwards was heartache. Could you fasten it around my neck?
If I must.
A man is always so helpful to have around. And feel free to get acquainted with the rest of me. Because once in a while, I crave a little company. Nothing wrong with a little company, is there? I crave a little company. Is it such a sin? Empty bed is not the place I want to be in. The heat of human contact, another person's touch, sets my world on fire. What a rush! It's not my fault I can't resist a touch of skin. The joy I feel when I let company in. Oh, I rise up when somebody's going down. If only I could make them stick around. I crave a little company. I crave a little company. I crave a little company. Yet I have observed there's never enough company. Isn't that absurd? I've entertained a lot of folks of every shape and size. When they leave, it's always a surprise. Whoa, all these years, and it's never gone away. This crave inside intensifies every day. Oh, at my age, don't presume the need diminishes. And let the record show, I'm a gal who needs fashions. I crave a little and you find yourself. All alone.
Oh. It's Sue again, off to the beach.
Morning!
Good morning, Miss Grimshaw.
Oh, don't mind me. I'm off for a morning swim.
Ooh. Oops, clumsy.
Oh,
whoops.
Leave it. I'll fix the potted plant.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. She's gone. Mr. Delamorte goes to the potted plant to write it and makes things perfect again.
You're not like the others, are you, Mr. Delamorte?
Custodians?
Men, Mr. Delamorte. Men. You're so much more refined than other men. Makes me want to put you in my pocket and keep you with me.
I wouldn't fit.
And so delightfully literal. I'm off to the sunroom. Care to join me, Mr. Delamorte?
I couldn't think of anything worse.
Yes. Sometimes solitary pleasures have to do.
Oh, here comes trouble.
Crap, 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 Mrs. Thompson. When it comes to pleasure, a man can be very useful.
Some things are only understood with maturity.
Like adult diapers. Where's breakfast?
Breakfast was served from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m.
This is like the army.
The army, Miss Lipson, doesn't flaunt its cleavage. I'm off.
Ugh, jealousy is so ugly. I think it's the ugliest emotion.
No more than the others. By the way, I found this in your room while I was tidying up yesterday.
No.
Any idea how it got there?
A teaspoon? No. Why on earth would I need a teaspoon?
Oh, well, then I can dispose of it?
Yeah. Throw it away. How did it get into my room? Maybe from a previous guest?
Mm-hmm. It looks burnt.
Throw it away!
Because we have rules here.
For teaspoons?
Concerning illicit drugs. I also found this.
Mr. Delamorte has brought out a syringe from his pocket.
I forgot to tell you. I'm a diabetic.
Type 1 or type 2?
I am...
What type of diabetic?
The common garden type. That's why I need breakfast.
Miss Lipson, no illicit drugs on the premises.
Oh, try it, Mr. Delamorte. I'll show you how. I'll unlock your evil side. I know it's there. Barbiturates can slow you down, turn you around. A line of speed can lead to greed. Oh, yes, indeed. A hit of crack can put you back. But it pales and fades away when the mother of drugs has her way. Sometimes little Rhonda is a bad girl. Mr. Delamorte, come out and play. I'll steal from the poor and I'll steal from the rich, and kids are fair game. Rarely snitch. I'll sleep with your father for the price of a hit and empty his pockets while he's taking on. But it pales and fades away when the mother of drugs has her way. Sometimes little Rhonda is a bad girl. Mr. Delamorte, come out and play. You off guard, and when you're not looking, I'll smack you real hard. A nun tried to save me, isn't that sweet? When I did with a crucifix, made me complete. But it pales and fades away when the mother of drugs has a way. Sometimes little Rhonda is a bad girl. Hey, mister, come out and play. Sometimes little Rhonda is a bad girl. A naughty, naughty, nasty, nasty bad girl. And sometimes little Rhonda is a very bad girl. When the mother of drugs has her way.
Careful, your cheap Dior knockoff is slipping.
Mr. Scott, shoes. No shoes in the living room.
This robe is the real thing. See the label?
Oh, above the one that says property of the Poconos Budget Inn.
You wouldn't know a pretty girl if you fell over one. I suppose I'll go to the store up the road. The man will be nice to me there. He'll slip me a yummy Tootsie Roll. He won't be mean like you, Mr. Delamorte.
Miss Lipson, lunch will be served at 1. Roast a lamb.
I'll be there.
Huh.
Ugh, moody little thing. Then again, I suppose you've had to put up with all sorts.
They all blend into one.
I won't. Great run. Must have done 5 miles on the spot in my room.
You're perspiring on that chair. I'll get a towel.
Oh, fussy, fussy.
Perspiration stains are always stubborn.
Feel my bicep. Go on, feel it. Don't be shy. Feel it like iron.
Iron has a more metallic surface.
Mr. Delamorte, you're like a Greek god.
There was a time they wouldn't dare invite a third-rate Adonis for me.
Oh, the Oracle of Delphi was a gossip through and through. The rumors and the scandals, honey, if you only knew. She'd whisper with Cassandra, confide in Sappho too. And the things that she revealed make you wonder what those Greeks were really up to. When Adonis met Apollo, they found plenty to discuss. Cause like Hermes and Poseidon, their robust physiques could make a grown man blush. Look at Zeus and Dionysus on Olympus, hand in hand. And they'd wrestle brave Achilles, who could find a greater specimen of man? And did Eros, Hypnos, Kronos really have menage a trois? There's a bevy of Greek beauties over which you reign supreme, like Jason and his Argonauts, part of somebody's wet dream. Pluto, and I don't mean Mickey's dog. What Hippolytus did to Homer leaves me breathless and agog. Remember, dear Narcissus could not leave his own alone. And of Hercules and all his men, take a guess at what went on. It's hardly that surprising. On an all-male odyssey, there's a bevy of Greek beauties over which you reign supreme, like Jason and his Argonauts, part of somebody's wet dream, part of somebody's wet dream. Mr. Delamont, unsheath your sword and let's see, unleash your magic.
Oh, and she's back.
Hi again.
Hi.
Stay away from the potted plant.
Oh, goodbye, Sue.
You are aware the party on New Year's Eve is formal?
Did I hear party? I love parties.
Oh, too bad you'd be gone by then.
Mr. Delamort, there hasn't ever been anyone who hasn't fallen for my charm.
There has now.
I'm wearing my black G-string. That was a joke.
No great wit that, Barry. He takes his leave.
He's fallen in love with you.
Unrequited love is the only love that lasts.
There are lots of kinds of love, Mr. Delamort. Lots.
Morning, December 30th. 2 days before New Year's Day.
77. 78.
You sure you haven't seen it?
For the 100th time, I did not see your package. I have my own package. Get it?
It was under my pillow. Now it's missing.
My dear, no one stole your package.
One of you stole it. Yeah, that's what happened. You stole it.
Grab a hold of yourself. You're frothing at the mouth.
Give it back to me. Give it back.
Rhonda lunges at Mina.
Get away from me. Help.
Thief, you stole my stuff.
Leave me alone.
Give it back.
I heard a commotion.
121. 122, 123.
Mr. Delamort!
What?
What's that?
What?
By your feet!
My God! A cockroach!
Mr. Delamort rushes to the cupboard. He takes out a can of insect spray and starts to obsessively spray everywhere.
It's as big as a tank!
Dirty, filthy beast, die!
It's not dying!
No one move!
143, 144.
Eek! It's coming towards me!
It's Kafka-esque!
It's Sue.
Kill it, Mr. Delamort. The cockroach,
I'm
kill
trying,
it!
I'm Mrs. Thompson. It won't die.
151, 152.
Sue limps to the cockroach. And crushes it.
Yes, gross.
Well, Mr. Delamort exited in a huff.
Would you call him very neurotic?
I could show him a way to relax.
Mr. Delamort has delicate nerves. Needs someone to care for him. Mother him. Envelop him in her bosom.
Don't you think he's spooky?
Mr. Delamort? Spooky? No. Though he is quirky. I like that in a man.
Mr. Delamort is the world's baddest boy.
You all seem very taken by him.
I haven't felt like this since before my fourth husband ran away.
He and I could live very happily ever after, in a loft, with a terrace, growing zucchinis on the rooftop.
You two haven't got a hope in hell. He likes girls. Pretty girls who can bring out his dark side. He's like the best hit ever.
You guys need to snap out of it. The man's batty.
What are you all staring at? Everybody out. I need to set the table for lunch.
Mr. Delamort has begun setting the dining room table for lunch. He takes the cutlery and polishes each piece before placing it down.
Why are you still here?
Yes. Why is Sue still here?
Need a hand?
I'm fine.
Let me help.
Could you center that bowl, please?
It is centered.
No, it's not. It's too far left.
Here.
Now it's too far right.
No one cares if a bowl is a little to the left or a little to the right.
I care.
You put the glasses on the wrong side.
They go on that side.
No, they don't. They go on the other side.
I always put them on this side.
Well, you're wrong.
I am not wrong. I'm never wrong.
You are this time.
The glasses go on this side, and that's that.
No, they go here.
Put that glass back. Put it back.
You are so stubborn.
Glasses go there.
No, they don't.
You see? You broke it. Baccarat crystal.
Sorry.
Sorry? Sorry? What good is sorry? It's broken. Now there's only 7 in the set. What good is a set with only 7? Tell me. What good?
It's still good for 7 people.
It's good for 7. It's good for 7. It's irreplaceable. Do you hear? Irreplaceable.
You'd think I was responsible for the hole in the ozone layer.
Ha! The hole in the ozone layer is nothing compared to
you're
what...
You're really anal? What? You're really anal?
I'm not.
I bet your wardrobe is divided into color, shapes, and sizes, and your pants and coats and ties are always separated. You're really anal?
I'm what?
You're really anal?
I'm not.
I bet your shoes are always shiny, anal, sorted, and aligny, and your underwear's arranged and neatly pressed. You're the guy who's never any fun.
That's not true.
When there's so much cleaning to be done.
It's a thankless job.
God forbid that there's an issue with a stray wet towel or tissue. It would be a real catastrophe. Like into World War III. You're really fussy.
You're really grainy.
You're really fussy.
And irritating.
I bet you iron all the sheets while making sure to get the creases. And if something isn't perfect, you'll start over again.
You're really
no, you're really fussy.
You're
no,
really
you're really fussy. You're wiping down the table like you're mentally unstable. It's as though you've never heard of having friends. You're the guy who's never seen the sun.
Lies.
Fussing to be done.
I'm really not that bad.
I can tell you're so obsessive, so neurotic and possessive. You polish every single thing you own. You'll probably die alone. You're kind of nitpicky and you're finicky. For a need for this meticulous, a person so ridiculous, it would be wise to keep away and leave all alone. You're so nitpicky that you're persnickety with your brushes and your bleaches and your dusters and your sweepers and your sponges and your scours and your vacuuming for hours. There's a list of even use your mouth to speak.
If you could, inform the others that the baked ham will be a little late today. Thank you.
Later in the day, the evening, Mina, Barry, Rhonda, and Sue are seated in a row of armchairs overlooking the picture frame window that overlooks the cliff that overlooks the sea. Ah, yes. Like clockwork, the second night ritual. Mr. Delamort arrives wheeling in a tray and carrying a little barrel that spins. Also a stack of cards and 4 neat short pencils.
Time for bingo.
What?
That's right. Bingo. Take a card.
Whoa. The numbers on this card get bigger and smaller. It's wild.
Here we go. Everyone ready?
B-I-N-G-O.
What if we don't want to play bingo?
Now, pencils poised. B-11.
I got that one.
Wait a minute. I don't want to play. Bingo is for seniors in church halls.
Everyone plays bingo after dinner on the second night.
Not me.
You know, it looks as though the waves are giant snakes with white hair.
I see. Give me back the cards.
He's walked off in a huff. Well, I don't blame him. The ritual's been wrecked.
We've upset him now.
I've always been attracted to the temperamental sort.
People, what is this? A nursing home? Let's play charades.
Splendid.
Good.
What is?
Charades.
A flash of the face at Coney Island.
Okay, first thing we need is a bit of room. Help me move the furniture.
What's going on? Barry and Mina are helping Sue move the furniture around. Rhonda, I'm afraid, is nodding off.
That chair over there, and that one there. Well, might as well move the coffee table. Okay, that ought to give us enough room. For charades! Ooh, I'll start.
And play.
Three words.
Hair.
Touchable.
Boy, girl.
Flash, flash, flash.
Sounds like
poison.
Killing, dying.
Highly disappointing. Pinata.
The furniture, it's moved.
We needed the room to play charades.
So you went ahead and moved the furniture?
Well, yes.
Knowing full well that Rule 72 stipulates that the furniture in the common room cannot be moved.
Actually, I forgot about Rule 72.
You suppose you were all in on this?
It was her idea.
I only moved a chair or two.
Look, Mr. Neat, we only moved the furniture. We didn't set fire to the joint.
Joint?
Only moved the furniture.
Relax. Take a Xanax or something.
Xanax?
You've been nothing but trouble since you got here. First, you don't have an invitation. Then, you systematically set out to undermine my authority and brazenly flaunt my rules in front of the others.
I was only having some fun.
Fun? Fun? Sabotaging me? Is that what you call fun?
You do look funny all wild-eyed like that, doesn't he?
Like a grizzly bear.
Stop laughing! Stop laughing!
Where's your sense of humor?
He who laughs last, laughs best.
Oh, where's the respect?
If you look at your hand for a long time, it becomes an octopus.
Later that evening, Mr. Delamort is carefully trying to put the items of furniture back in their proper places. Back and forth, an eighth of an inch. The man is a walking tape measure. Oh no, it's Sue, in a dressing gown.
Look, I'm sorry.
Being sorry isn't going to get this furniture right, or mend broken baccarat crystal.
I said I was sorry.
Something like this has never happened before. Never. I have always had the utmost respect from my guests.
A person apologizes. The normal thing is to accept it.
Can you please place that emerald cushion on the armchair? Not that armchair! How can you put an emerald cushion on burgundy?
Why not?
It clashes. You're limping with a different leg. I thought it was your right ankle.
They both hurt. Look, don't you ever do anything just because you want to, not because you have to?
That way of thinking only leads to an untidy life.
So what?
That may be the life you choose. It's certainly not the life I'm trained for.
Maybe the life you're trained for isn't the one you want.
Miss Grimshaw, I have a lot on my mind. I don't need you to add to it.
My friends always tell me their problems. Like when Karen got pregnant and didn't know whether to keep it or have the kid adopted. I'm a good listener, and my advice is pretty good too. Isn't that always the way? It's easier to work out my friends' problems than my own.
Stick to your friends' problems.
You're only as sick as your secrets. Come, I'll give you a hand with the coffee table.
Don't touch anything.
Here, let me.
You scratched it.
Here we go again. Okay, you're losing it. Take deep breaths. That's right. One, two, three, four. Excellent. And one more.
Thank you.
You should get out a bit more. Do you some good.
Huh?
Being stuck here, I think it sent you, well, crazy.
I like everything to be in its place.
Yes. Of course you do.
I don't like it when things aren't in their place.
The mind can get out of control. And before you know it, hello, electroshock therapy.
How do you think I feel? I'm falling to pieces.
I can see that.
I've been getting shocking pains in my stomach.
Indigestion.
Crampy and acidy. All at the same time.
A shot of antacid might help. You're probably constipated as well.
I'd rather not talk about it.
Bran opens you up in no time.
I haven't been sleeping well.
Stress. Symptoms of stress.
And I've got this sense of impending doom.
Stress and anxiety. Typical.
Yes. Yes. I have a lot of things on my mind.
Uh-huh.
Doing my job does take its toll.
Maybe if you took a vacation somewhere away from the beach. You're not really a beach person.
Uh-huh.
The mountains, the Catskills, they're a restful spot. Take it easy there. No sand blowing in to worry about.
I had a guest house in the mountains once. That's where they sent me. Mud. You wouldn't believe the amount of mud that seeps in. Do you love me?
Oh. No, I do not love you. You're not my type.
I'm not.
No. I like men who are a bit more stable.
I drive everyone wild.
I like the strong, silent type. The type of guys who've got their act together. Like Jim.
I suppose Jim's very stable.
Jim's my rock of Gibraltar. He's got these really broad shoulders.
What's wrong with my shoulders?
Nothing. Only his are broad. And he's not as fussy. Like an old woman. Like you.
Suppose he doesn't care if there are green cushions on every burgundy chair.
Red-green colorblind. Wouldn't know the difference.
Probably couldn't care less if there was dust everywhere.
Should see his apartment. You can write your name in dust on the fridge.
Some people live like pigs.
I'd call him normal.
Well, if you want to marry a man who lives in filth.
I didn't say he lived in filth.
It's your choice to marry a man with poor hygiene.
He does not have poor hygiene.
Does he change his underwear daily?
Of course he changes his underwear daily. Listen! Stop criticizing the man I'm going to marry.
Just pointing out a few facts.
You don't even know him.
The man is obviously not good enough for you.
How do you know?
For one thing, he's left you alone and gone to New York.
That's because he had to. He's the only expert in that type of computer system.
If he really loved you, he would have stayed.
He's getting paid a fortune.
So he puts money before
you. That's not true. He loves me.
Then why is he there?
Look. Leave Jim alone.
He certainly left you alone.
Why are you attacking him?
Because I've worked something out.
What?
Love.
Huh?
I love you.
No. You can't love me?
Mm-hmm.
You barely know me. I didn't get an invitation. I broke your glass. I scratched your table. You hate me.
No, I love you.
You love me?
Yes, you.
Ha! Ow!
What? Huh?
Oh, there's something in my eye.
What?
Probably dust from your stupid dusting rag. Stop shaking it around.
Show me. Stop rubbing it.
It itches.
Don't rub it. Let me blow into
it. No, that won't do any good.
Blowing in your eye gets the dust out. Don't move.
It's not doing any good.
Mr. Delamorte holds Sue and attempts to kiss her.
Oh, but she flees before he can.
I see your face, I crave your touch. I dream I'm holding you and trust that you know what's inside me, hidden from the world to see. I've never known a lover's smile. Before you came, I'd run a mile from what I thought was plain deceit. Suddenly, it's me deceived. I found a new kind of hell. What did you do to me? A most peculiar spell. What did you do to me? I can't resist. I've come alive, and tumbles down, no matter how I try. I can't pretend when you're around. I found a new kind of hell. What did you do to me? A feeling I can't quell. What did you do to me? Could this be love? This ache I feel, this wicked thing that makes me real. Am I condemned somehow to be a man? To be a man from now?
If that's the case, if that's the truth, I'll be the man for you.
Mr. Delamorte picked up a ball. He threw it!
The hell with it!
Thanks for listening to Falling in Love with Mr. Delamorte, the new theremin audio musical. Produced by Tony Castrino and Mark Rubinsky. Co-produced by Vibeka Dalla Della Pola and Maggie and Adrian Selby. Executive produced by Visceral Entertainment. Falling in Love with Mr. Delamorte. Book and co-lyrics by Jack Feldstein. Music and co-lyrics by Paul Doust. Radio play adaption by Jack Feldstein. Starring James Monroe Iglehart as Mr. Delamorte. Courtney Reed as Sue Grimshaw, with Lena Hall as Rhonda Lipson, Jackie Hoffman as Mina Thompson, Telly Leung as Barry Scott, and narrated by Gavin Lee. Casting by Eisenberg Beans Casting. Sound design by Cricket S. Myers. Music supervision and orchestrations by Lena Gabrielle. Additional orchestrations by Paul Doust. Arrangements by Lena Gabrielle and Paul Doust. Directed by Ella Jane New. Staff for Falling in Love with Mr. Delamorte included general management and marketing by Visceral Entertainment, Michael Chase Gosselin and Tim Sulker. Production stage manager, Ellie Handel. Assistant stage manager, Alex Dash. Audio mixing, Cricket S. Myers. Final mix and mastering, Christian Lee. Dialogue editor, Elizabeth Widener. Production assistant, Victory Hester. The Falling in Love with Mr. Delamorte band includes violin, Stefan Filar. Cello, Brian Sanders. Trumpet, Clyde Daly. Piano, Lena Gabrielle. Guitar, John J. Barry. Bass, Billy Smolin. Drums, Derek Swink. Featuring Dorit Chrysler on the theremin. Production legal counsel provided by S. Jean Ward, Frankfurt Kernit Klein & Seltz PC. Payroll services provided by Checks and Balances Payroll, a cast and crew company. Insurance provided by Jean Dennehy, Owen Group Insurance. Logo design by Christopher Michaels. Website design by Chisholm Designs. Special thanks to Emily Clark and Works in Progress NYC, Deborah Starr, Sue Gillard, and Valerie Novikoff. The Falling in Love with Mr. Delamorte cast album is available now through Broadway Records. For more information, visit DelamorteMusical.com or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Delamorte Musical or on Twitter at Mr. Delamorte.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.